McKenzie here on Radio Now. What is your phobia? Obviously, it doesn't have to be rational. It's just something that scares the crap out of you. 833-563-2539. I want to get some calls in a second, but what about everybody around the room here? Live the Web Girl, you got any phobias?
Yeah, so my phobia is emetophobia, and that is the...
A what?
Emetophobia, and that is the phobia of like vomiting and throwing up. So it can like me... throwing up, someone else doing it. I was so scared of this as a child. I couldn't go to any amusement parks. I couldn't go to movie theaters because I was scared that someone was going to throw up in the movie theater.
Jeez.
I couldn't eat at any restaurants because I literally, my whole family would be sitting there eating and they'd be like begging me to eat something. And I would not eat at restaurants because I was scared that I would get food poisoning. If I would eat at a restaurant, I would have such awful anxiety attacks and panic attacks that my body would be shaking. And like I couldn't sleep.
Did something happen to you, like a traumatic experience
so
when you were young?
I remember like in like the first grade or so, or maybe like later being in church because I went to a Catholic private school and we had an all school mass. It was first graders to eighth graders, so it was like 800 people. And or I was in third grade and a first grader threw up.
Oh.
And there was just a lot
Did
of
they
like
put that powder down?
Yes.
Oh.
They put like the green powder down.
That makes
down.
It worse.
That must happen to every Catholic school. Because I
yes.
went to Catholic school, first through eighth grade, same thing. Someone on the way, we went to church every morning,
yes.
and someone threw up, and they put that gross, like,
mm-hmm.
whatever they put down.
And it's so gross, and there's so much, like, panic. Everyone's like, they got to move all of these kids out, they got to get the puking kid out, and, like, it was just so much, like, anxiety-inducing stuff that, I'm not joking, it's so intense.
What about you,
so
Chops?
Intense.
You a phobic type of dude?
I used to have trypanophobia. That's the fear of needles, and it's one of the only fears that actually causes you to faint. It's like a psychological disorder.
Whoa.
And the reason I said I used to have it is because I accidentally cured myself. Like 10 years ago when I had my surgery, they had to stick me with so many needles, and I kept feeling like I was going to faint. And then I was like, guys, to my friends, I was like, I'm going to faint. And then they were like, Gare, the IV has been in you for 5 minutes. And when they said that, I literally felt the switch in my head and was like, oh my gosh, this is just in my head. And now you can stick me all you want.
Do you think you can give someone a shot? Or would that
ick you?
Oh, gosh. I couldn't give someone a shot.
I'm not practicing
job, come here real quick.
I'm
gotcha.
Not actually...
What?
I'm not scared of needles. It's just the feeling of it going in. And
I can't even have you say that.
I don't want
stop.
Anyone to pass out while
Please
driving.
Stop. Please stop.
What do I feel like Liv's never had any
gosh.
Immunizations? We're all going to get sick. Sorry, guys. All right. Mackenzie, do you have anything? Like you seem really like calm and collected. I've never seen you panicky.
I just hate bugs. I hate snakes and I hate spiders and bugs. But it's weird because I used to like trap them under a glass, like a glass, and then wait for my ex to get home and then he could take care of them. But the worst is when he'd get home and nothing would be under there. Like they escaped.
It's like, how the hell did it lift the glass up?
But now, since it's just me, I picture that spider like attacking or being like on my child on Lulu. So I just like smack it and kill it or
Mom!
Try to plop it out the window if possible. Otherwise, flush it.
Yeah, well, you know, spiders got that web.
What about you, Joe? Phobias? Clowns?
I don't know. No, I don't like clowns, but they don't freak me out. And I'm sure I'm afraid of something. But the biggest thing I can think of right now is kind of throwing my wife, Lindsay, under the bus. It was one of our first days, first couple of months. We were going to a baseball game when I was in Michigan. We went to Detroit, Michigan to see the Tigers play. And we went to this little rooftop bar and we went up this elevator, just one floor up to their little patio. And I didn't realize this, but now I know. My wife, Lindsay, I love you, is claustrophobic in tight spaces. And a group of like 15 people got it. This elevator probably holds 10. So we fit, but it was tight. And she's like, I want to say what she said. She's like, get the F off the elevator. Just randomly, I never heard my wife swear at that point either. She just freaked out. And people look at her like, what? And like, she's like, get out. Because there's so many people around.
I will say, I have a bit of that. An indoor water park eked me out. I cannot, because I'm a germaphobe. The smell, the people, their bodies, all the ick from their bodies going in the water, getting on other people. Ooh! Like, I had a panic attack in one of those.
All right, let's go to the phones real quick. What is your phobia? What are you dealing with this morning? Let's go to Lauren. Hey, Lauren, thanks for calling in to Joe and Mackenzie.
Hey, so my phobia is lizards. I absolutely hate lizards. I will like hyperventilate if one gets near me.
Did you send us a video on Instagram, like a DM?
I did. I sent you a video of there was one time I was starting the shower and there was a, like a little teeny tiny baby lizard in our shower.
No!
Hold on a second. Hold on. Can I play the audio real quick?
Yeah, go for it.
All right, this is Lauren freaking out with a lizard. Let's check it out. Oh my God, you're losing your mind right
this
there.
This reminds me of my phobia of snakes coming up the toilet.
Ooh.
That can happen and does happen. And that would be my reaction.
Lauren, we're so proud of you for moving on from your lizard phobia. Let's go to Katie this morning. Thanks for calling in, Katie. What's your phobia?
I have a phobia of mascots.
Oh, like no. All of them, even the friendly ones, like Chuck E. Cheese?
Who's the worst?
Yeah, no, Chuck E. Cheese is probably the worst.
Yeah, poor Chuck's a big-ass mouse coming at you.
Our friend used to be Chuck E. Cheese, and he said, like, kids would just pull his tail off, and he was a big dude. He just, like, was pounding sweat under that thing.
Think of the happiest one. Think of a happy mascot. Like,
the happiest
one. I don't know, Liv's the mascot queen.
Katie's like, there is no happy mascot.
Yeah, there's none. They're
all
creepy.
The badger looks nice.
The badger? Honey badger, right?
Yeah.
Katie, how old were you? Or like, where were you? Do you remember the first time a mascot scared the crap out of you?
I think when I was at a parade downtown when I was younger, and I don't really know. I think it's just because I don't know who's in there, and it just freaks me out. And then they, like, when they know you're scared, they try even harder to be friends with you, and I just freak out.
What about Orbit? Have you ever seen the Astros?
No.
Mascot, he's like lime green alien. He's really sweet looking.
What do you ever sometimes wonder, Katie, what if there's a mascot inside of a mascot?
Ooh.
No, that's scary.
She's not having it.
Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. We'll wrap things up with Nikki talking about phobias. Also, this is on our Facebook page. If you're in Indy, Radio Now 100.9, go give that a like and please drop a comment with your phobia. Or in Houston on 92.1 Radio Now, it just search for Radio Now Houston. Nikki, thanks for hanging on. What is your phobia?
Okay, so it's completely irrational, and people make fun of me all the time for it, but I am terrified of mustard.
Mustard, just like yellow or honey Dijon?
All types. Get away from, like, my kids. My boyfriend will have my kids. Like, I don't buy it. So when he goes to the store, he'll buy it, and I'll be sitting on the toilet, and they'll all bust in and, like, try to get as close to me as possible, and I'm like, I don't care if I burn with you. I will kick you. Do not come near me with it. Like, people chase me with it, and I freak out. I'm, like, 5'4", and I will turn into Conor McGregor.
But wait a minute. How did you become, like, so afraid of mustard? Did somebody squirt you with it? Or, like, did you try to have
did
a hot dog?
Did you get it under your fingernails? Because I hate that, because then your fingernails are yellow underneath.
I will never. The only time I ever eat mustard is if it's in my mom's deviled eggs. Oh. Because she doesn't put that much. But as a kid, my dad used to get us, like, cheeseburgers, fast food-wise. And he got it with everything on it. And I didn't know at the time that you could customize it. And so when I grew up and I found out, like, I only get pickles on everything.
Mm. Speaking
if you
of,
put mustard on it, I will throw it at you.
Speaking Don't of pickles, I'm scared of pickles.
Really?
That's not what we heard.
Yeah, I heard you love to eat pickles. Hey, Nikki, thank you for calling in to Joe and Mackenzie. That is so random. Like, I'm afraid of a condiment. I'm not making fun of it, but it's just like, I never would have thought it'd be mustard. You know, I'm like, I could see a fear of mayo. That's
or
funky.
Or ketchup, because it looks like blood.
But it tastes so sweet. All right, like I said, Facebook, go there, drop a comment, let us know what phobia you got that you're dealing with. It's Joe and Mackenzie, and coming up next... It's not safe anymore, guys, at work to go to the bathroom. I'll tell you what our dummy did that got him arrested. Your dummy of the day is coming up after Post Malone Circles.